We are on Daf, Pei Beis, Amad Aleph. Let us again start going over the Tosfos, Mari Tzeach, Yehorig Val Yavar. Let's hope will be a little clearer than the last time. Mari Tzeach, Yehorig Val Yavar, Afnar Amoroso, Yehorig Val Yavar. Perish Rashi, the Leigores Tehorig, we're not Geiris Tehorig, that an Isha is also Mechuyev, to be Meiser Nefesh, in order that she shouldn't become a Nivellus. The Ihi Loi Mechaive Le Mimser Nafshe Dekar Ka'ilomi. Since she's not doing a Meiser, so there's no Chiyuv Mesiris Nefesh on her. Uboho Niche, and with this, it's good, Hode Besoif Perik Ben Seirer, the Gemoran Sanhedrin Porich, Bo Esther Farheshi Havoi. The Gemara is Akasha Esther was Farhesia. Pamay loy porich vagili aroyis yehorig vayavir afilu betzine. Forget about the mitzvah of a nikdashti afilu betzine by gili aroyis is a din yehorig vayavir. Ulamay doloy goris tehorig niche. But if we're not goris tehorig, so it's very good. Lenin Gila Yaroy is your the Shaper Hamaksha the Mahani Karkoilum. That the Gemara knew that the Svor of Karkoilum will help. Avlinin Farhesye, the time Mishum Chilul Hashem, Layasik Adaiti the Mahani. That the Gemara held that Karkoilum would not be a solution. Svor Tachilul Hashem. Alochi Porich, Vesta Farhesye Havoy was Farhesye. Or Mishani, the Gemara answers, Linya Fareshi, Nami Karkoilom, Oiso Mahani. That the Karkoilom will help for the Svora Fareshi also. Viteida, the Ihi, the Loy of the Maisa, Ein Lelohig. Now, Tosis is going to bring a raya to the Aloch of Rashi. So I'll bring you a raya that when she doesn't do a Maisa, she doesn't have to get killed. Because we learn out the whole din by Gili Aroyis is a din of Yehorig Val Yaver. The limit is from Reitzeach. The Reitzeach Gufe, the Yehorig, and the whole Aloch of Reitzeach alone, Hainu Mishum de Maichoses di Doma di Doch Sumiktvei. That a Reitzeach is not permitted to kill someone else. The Maichos is the Dome di Dachsum Mektvei, Efshad Dome di Deisum Mektvei. How are you allowed to kill Yenna? You are not better than him. Vahani Mili, so this Svor applies, Eichi di Ovid Maise. That means, in the case of our Gemore, where the Mori de Roy told them, kill Yenna, or else I'll kill you. So there the Svor is, how are you permitted to kill Yenna? The nefoshis are shkulas, he's just as shokal as you, so memeilo you have no right to kill him. Aval iloy ovid maise, but what will be the case if the ritzicha will be without a maise bekumbase? Kigoin sheroitzim la apiloy alatinoi kedei lahorgoi, that someone wants to throw him on a tini kedei lahorgoi, and in that he's a karka oilim, vim ya'akev al yodom yahalguhu. If he'll stop them, so then they're going to kill him. In such a case, he's not mechuyev to let himself get killed. The Zafakelta Maichosis, why should I stop them? Why should I get up and get killed? Maybe, The Bachos is the Dome Didei Sumiktvei, Dume Dome Didei Sumiktvei. The last time we had learned the Tosfos, we had mentioned that Rashi had said Pshat, the Svora of Bachos is the Dome Didoch Sumiktvei, Dume Dome Didei Sumiktvei, Dume Didei Sumiktvei. The Svora was that, what was the Shaila? The Shaila was that you should be permitted to kill him, Alts Bikuach Nefoshes. So he told him, the het of the lomdus of Pikuch Nefoshes is that it's chovev of Ne'er Kodesh Baruch Hu, and nefesh al Yisrael, more than kol ha-teire kula, yoisem mikol ha-mitzvahs. It's worth to be mavatal mitzvahs in order to be matzal ha-nefesh mi-Yisrael. So that is all the time. But in this case, if you're going to kill him, so there'll be a nefesh avude, and you'll be over a mitzvah, over a sirtzach, and someone will get killed. So memela, so here there's no heter of a chaybem. That has a Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. So it comes out that the way Rashi explains that that Rove told him there's no heter of a chaybem. Now Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, and the Poshe Pshat in Tosfos is, that if there'll be a Ritziche B'Shei Va'al Tase, we explained that, let's say, the Koivid of the person will kill the Tinnik, so Be'emesin in Hilchis Ritziche is called a Ritzeach, but he's not doing a Maise, that means he's a Karka Olam, Yena puts him on the Tinnik, and if he doesn't get up, so his weight automatically will kill him. So the emison that's called his aritzeya, but Taisa says there's a fakerta maichosis. The maichosis the dama didesum mitzvei, epsha dama didochsum mitzvei. But the pshat is he's doing a maisa ritziche, in an oifen of karka oilom. And Taisa's poshet is saying this according, when Rashi was not geiris tehorig. So Taisa's lochere is explaining this according to Rashi. This is the explanation of Shita's Rashi. So the question arises, according to Rashi, there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes over here. So Taisa says, there's a fakerta maichosis, they say fakerta, but what is matter him to remain on the child? He's doing a maise ritziche, his koivid is killing him. There's no heter of pikuach nefoshes, so what is Taisa saying, that is a fakerta maichosis? This is a problem. So in Chidushi Rab Reuven, Rab Reuven says a beautiful beer to explain that Tosfos and Rashi stem. He's magdim with a tshuva from Rab Chaim Oizer. Rab Chaim Oizer says as follows. What is the halacha if you have a person who is a chayla mesukin? And doctors say that if nothing will be done to him, he'll only be able to live chayesho, and then he's going to die. That means, whatever the shir of chayesho is, if it's a week, let's just assume for practical purposes that chayesho is a week. He can only live a week. More than a week, he can't live. That's, if nothing will be done, so he zichel won't have chayoilam. He can only live a week. If you make an operation, difficult operation, there's a possibility he might have chaye yoylam. He might be able to live. So on this shayla, Rab Chaim Oizer paskins that he should make the operation because we're doiche, even though there's a possibility in a roiv, that means if the doctor will tell him, there's a 95% chance you'll get killed by the operation. You'll die by the operation. There's a 5% chance that you might live. So memela, we say like this, that the shaila is, chaye shor keneged chaye oilom is commander lesser. So memela, so we have to be mishtadl for chaye oilom. There's a 5% chance you might be zeichet to chaye oilom. No, there's a 95% chance you might lose your chaye shor. Chaye oilom you don't have. That means we're not taking away chaye oilom from you. Because without the operation, you don't have chaye oilam. So it is kedai to be mevatel chaye shor, and the possibility you might be zeichet to chaye oilam. That's one psak, Rab Chaim Oizer says. He's permitted to take the operation. But then Rab Chaim Oizer speaks about something else. Rab Chaim Oizer speaks about is a Yiddish doctor permitted to make the operation. So that Rab Chaim Oizer is also matter. The Yiddish doctor is also permitted to make the operation. So here Rab Reuven asks Amir Dikikasha. The doctor is going to make the operation. Before he makes the operation, he'll ask statistically what is going to happen. So we tell him 95% he's going to die from the operation. Putting a knife on him, that's going to kill him. So 5% chance he might live. So Rab Reuven asks, so why isn't he Ritzeach? That means he's doing a maise that there's a 95% chance he's going to kill him off a note. So how is he allowed to do it? L'cheiretz a maise ritziche. So Rav Reuven explains that Ritzicha is called Ibud Nefesh. First of all, we have to understand, what am I doing? Am I being Oisik in Hatzolas Nefesh or in Ibud Nefesh? So if halachically, I have to say, I don't have to be Chayish for Chayish Shah when it's Negeya Chaye Olam. So my pu'ula is a pu'ula of atzolos nefesh. This is called a pu'ula of, the operation is a pu'ula of atzolos nefoshes. I don't have to worry about chaye yoylom. I am being oisik and atzolos nefoshes of chaye, I don't have to worry about chaye shot. I am oisik in that atzolos nefesh of chaye yoylom. That is what I am oisik in. And memele, and if he loses chaye shot, So that's what the din is chayei shoh is nitche because of chayei yoylom. So it's called I wasn't ma'avid anefesh. It's considered I was oisik and atzolos nefoshes. I wasn't matzliach. I wasn't matzliach. But that is not, that means first of all, you have to be mevarer what is called atzolos nefoshes and what is called ibud nefoshes. The minute we come to the conclusion that we have to be chayish for chayim oylam, for chayay oylam, we have to see to try to get him chayay oylam. So whatever I'm doing is a ma'is of atzolos nefoshes. If he loses the chayay shah because of this, that's fafalit. But that is not considered a ma'is of ritziche, because we were already magdir that it is kedai to be misakin chayay shah in order for a possibility to be zoichet to chayay oylam. So Rav Reuven says the same thing we have over here. We have here two nefoshes over here. We have here a person that is being pushed down on a tinnik, and there's a tinnik, there's two nefoshes. These nefoshes are shkulois. I don't know, my choses, one isn't better than the other. That is true. So therefore, so what is the din? If one isn't better, there's a choses, they're equal nefoshes, so there's a din sheivaltas. So the din is my choses, so the din is, so don't do anything. Don't do anything. One is not permitted to do a pula bekumva asay when the nefoshes are shkulas. That means in the case of the Gemara, when the Mori Deiroi told him, kill Yene or else we'll kill you. So to do a pula bekumva asay, how are you allowed to kill him to save yourself? My choses, that your life is more choshev than his life. Pakel, the shkulas. The nefoshes are shkula, so there's a din vakert sheiv al tasa. You cannot take you cannot do a pula bekumva say to kill him if the nefoshes are shkulas. The same halacha applies if a person is sitting on a tinnik and the sitting there is killing the tinnik. Lidach kisa, if he's going to get up, he's going to kill himself bekumva say. His nefesh is just as choshev as the tinnik's nefesh. So we have here the same psak, shei val tasa. That means in the foshes are shkulis. So that's considered by sitting here, I'm being oisik in atzolos nefoshes. I'm being matzol my nefesh. My nefesh is also a nefesh. That means no one ever said that my nefesh is not a nefesh. By getting up, I'm killing myself, because he's going to shoot me as soon as I get up. By remaining down, sitting on the tinnik, so the tinnik will die. But I'll save myself. So if the halacha, if you have two nefoshes, in the halacha is, what should one do? So the halacha is, I have to be, and sheiv al tas, I have to be matzol my nefesh. So by sitting, I'm being oisik and atzolos nefoshes over here. This is called, I'm being matzol my nefesh. If I get up, my choses, I'm not allowed to do this, to go and get up and he's going to kill me right away. So sitting is a pula of atzolos nefoshes. So then there's no kasha. What's with the isa ritziche? That means even though there will be a ritziche, but since this ritziche is being done kidei lahatzol nafshi, and the halacha is machia that you have to be matzol my nefesh. So memelus the gateman nishon, if the oivin atzolo will be to a ritziche, this is not called a maisa of ibid nefesh, it's called a maisa of atzolos nefesh. I'm being matzol my nefesh, that is, I have to say, that's the halacha. You have to be chayish for the nefesh, which is sheva al tasa. Not allowed to do a pula bekum vasei, by choses. So memele, if my remaining here is a pu'ule in nefoshe shkulois, the halacha is fakert, that Allah is Sheva al Tase, and the one who's not doing anything should not do anything, Take. So Memeila, that is not considered a Maisa Ritzich, it's considered a Maisa Hatzola. In the case of Rashi, it was Bekum Vasei. There he was killing Bekum Vasei. So in Hilchis, Nefashi Shkulos Vaketeh, he's just a chocolate Jew. So what's your kasha? But v'chai behem. So Rashi just explained. But there's no heter v'chai behem, because my chosis, there's no heter v'chai behem. So there Rashi explains that there's no heter v'chai behem. And so Memeila, there's no heter for you to kill him Bekum Vasei. But b'sheiv al tase, if this is not called a ma'isa of dichri nefesh, it's called a ma'isa of atzolus nefoshes, so then there's no problem of leisir tzach also. V'oid, and in the second tzvara, Taisu says, dekeshe dekro b'reitzer shahirik b'yodayim ksiv. That means the posik ha-shayokem ish arei ritzochei nefesh. We said that a ritziche b'kum v'asei, that means we were makish gili arayis bekum vasei to retziche bekum vasei. And just by garetziche bekum vasei, the halacha is there's no heta pikuach nefoshes. So gili arayis bekum vasei, there's no heta pikuach nefoshes. So memeila, that is the hekish. So memeila, more than that, we don't know. So memeila, gili arayis b'shei baltasa, there's no hekish. Berovet, the polig bepeg ben soire omeire, Berovet did not like the teretz of karka oilom, ashinui de karka oilom, and mishani hano asatz mishani. There the kasha was, it's a chilul Hashem. So the Gemara answered, it's not a chilul Hashem hano asatz mishani. Peir shoinsin es odom lava bedova shesh leino la'atz meleke chilul Hashem. If the purpose of the ba'anis is not lahavir aladas, now the purpose of the ma'anis is l'hanos atzmit is no chilul Hashem. So loy poli galinya fareshye the loy mahani karkoilam. And the kasha that was posed in Sanhedrin, that it's fareshye, it's a chilul Hashem, and that he didn't hold that karkoilam would help. So he said a different teretz, hanos atzmit shani, says no chilul Hashem. Avolainin gili arayis, that the Gemara Bechlal hadn't spoken about gili arayis, moide de mahani karkoilum, that is moide karkoilum will help. Nami filolinye fahes yele poli gala moisef oitam shein. It could very well be that Rava also held that karkoilum helps for fahesye. No, he said there's another svara here. There wasn't even nechel Hashem because it was a noosatzme. So Bekitzer, but Tosfos brought a raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin was only done on the Inyan of Ahesye. The Gemara was not done about Gili Arayis. So Tosfos was machia from this, that by Gili Arayis, everyone is moide that there's a ptur of karka oilo. Tosfos explained, because it's dumye de retziche, the tziche is also the whole chiyuv of Yehor Gvar Yaver is only in a dimyan of kum va'asei, not in the oifen of kalkoilam. V'yesh meforshim, there are others who say a different teretz on this kasha. Why the Gemara did not speak about the problem of gilei rois by Esther? The lahochi leipoich osam v'hester gilei rois havoi, mishim loy mishanye me'aveira. Because Esther did not have enough from the Avera. She hitl bozuamo. The bia of Sisra was a bia of hitl bozuamo. It wasn't a dover shel hano. It was a dover that was mesuiv by her. So memeila, so there's no issa of gilei rois. There's no issa the felten chefts of gilei rois. Kide mishani gabi yoel beperik rivi denoze. Beperik mitzvah chalitze. Kiporich, the Gemara asks, for Kamishanye me Avera, Yoel had enough from the Avera, Meforish kach, so they learn shat in the Gemara's kasha, but given the Mishanye hoyelo lehoreg, Mishum gili arroyis, she should have let herself get killed, Mishum gili arroyis. Mishani tevoson shal reshoim roi etzel tzadikim. Now, before we go further, let us just explain for 1 minute how these Meforishim understood pshat. These Meforshim understood Pshat that is Akasha and Yoel. Why didn't she let herself get killed? They were under the impression he wanted to kill her. And the whole, and it's Kilei Aroi, so she should have let herself get killed. The teretz on this kasha was the delay mishind that she doesn't have anor, so it's no gili aroyis. She doesn't have anor. So the gemara she does have anor. So gemara answer she doesn't have anor. Tavosan shall reshoin roye itzul tzadikim. That is how they learn pshat in the gemara. He says the gemara is mefalpel on this inyan. It's gilui arayis, which is a chiyuv of mesiras nefesh. The Gemara says it's not gilui arayis, where she doesn't derive anor. So the v'loy nehira. So Taisu says this is not pshat in the Gemara for a multitude of reasons. Chodo linyan delay mechayiv lemimsel nafshe. If the kasha was that she should be meisel nefesh herself al taver of gilui arayis, loy mahani hay delay mishani. So the teretz is not a teretz that she's not deriving anor. The belav anor nami iki iser elva. If there's a meisel bia without a anor, there's also an iser elva. Aval gav damrinim perik aminiyah. The Gemara says in Bava Kama. V'nichrisu hanefoshes ha'oisois. That it says by bia hanefoshes ha'oisois. In Emerson there's a problem. It's speaking about gili aroyis is no nefoshes ha'oisois. The isha is passive. She's a karka oilam. So the Gemara says hanor letavayu islu, but both of them have hanor. Batoira achshva hanor lemaisa. So lechayre from this Gemara it would seem that the iser is an iser hanor, and therefore lechayre if there's no hanor there wouldn't be an iser mitzido. Mikol mokim Taisa says beloy hanor nami mechayv. Without hanor she's also chayv. Kigoin shaloi kedalko. Afal gav the mikri inu. So Taisus is asking Akasha, that means even though mishkeve isha, the Gemara darshan shnei mishkeve shle isha, and shaloi kedalko is also a chiyuv. Now there she's not doing a maise. Number one, and number two, she doesn't have a nov. Afal pikein, she's chayiv. So you see that the chiyuv is not dependent on hanoas biye. Afilo she was not nene, she's also chayiv. That's kasha number one. So if the kasha was, why wasn't she mais and nefesh herself? So the teretz is not, there's no gilah rois, because it's gilah rois, I don't know. V'oi di evshir shaloi tehenik tzas. That means, if it's called an inui, so it's called that there's more inui than hano. But he evshir shaloi tehenik tzas, but some hano she does get. So memele, afilu we will assume that the iser bia is a iser of hanos bia. There is hanos bia. There's tar also, but there's hanos also. But oid, a third kasha, im niskavno lahatzel atzmo, if the story was the way they understood, she wanted to be matzel herself. And that's why she let herself become nivul. She let herself become nivul. Is by meha kosov mishapcho. So what the pasuk is praising her over the imois. We'll see soon. She's more choshev than the imois. V'aloy letzayrech atzma also. So what was the great thing she did? He told her, if you won't let yourself be nivul, so I'll kill you. So she let herself be nivul. Breira tzigahat. She didn't have any breira. It was done by kocha. So, and we'll say there's a heter, but what was the godless? What was the godless of this pa'ula? His pshat is, she used this, al-sanayfen, to be matzal herself. So that is not, al-tzerech atzma, so memela, there's no godless in this pa'ula. It's mutter, but there's no godless. Va'oid, then Taisus says, pshitid lehoyachov it's laholga. That sicha wasn't the story. The story wasn't that he wanted to kill her. She was matzah herself al yidei the biyev. Kyo yabereyach al nafshi. She was running away. Va'adarabah yitzoich shetat mineyu. Shela yimtzu horaitvim. He needed her. He was dependent on her that she should hide him. Vihi shidaltoi bedvorim at shebo aleho. De lahatish koichoi. In fakert, she was the one that was mishadal him that he should be bo aleho. K'may shemichir be'inyin. So memele. So you can't say that the Gemara is being mefalpo. The Gemara is being mefalpo. What her heta was that she wasn't meisa nefesh. because the Mesiris Nefesh wasn't, there was no Indian of Mesiris Nefesh. Now, Taisus in Mitzvahs Chalitza explains, so Taisus says as follows, and this is how the Yashar Shakib says Pshat in Taisus. Taisus says she did this for Atzolos Klal Yisrael. That means she wanted to be Matzel, she wanted to make sure he's dead. That Talzicha be good. If he's dead, then there won't be any problem. So she did it Letzorech Atzolos Klal Yisrael. Now, just like, we say Karka Oilom, is a heter for Hatzolus my nefesh. There's a din of the by the Sholosh Averis, there's a din Yehorig Val Yaver. There's a din that there's no heter of Pikuach Nefesh by the Sholosh Averis. That is the halacha. But Taisus was machadish, if she is a Karka Oilom, then by Karka Oilom, there is Vaita halacha that there's a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Now, when there's a heter of pikuach nefesh, it doesn't matter if it's my pikuach nefesh or Yenim's pikuach nefesh. Just like I'm permitted to be mechal Shabbos to save Yena, to save Achoyle, because that's the din. Because his pikuach nefesh is doiche Shabbos, and so I'm permitted to do an aveira. Pikuach nefesh is doiche. So if she would be doing an aveira that is no heter of pikuach nefesh, so it could be a tzolus klal, so it wouldn't be any better. Al kaponim, there's no heter pikuach nefesh. One nefesh, 10 nefesh, 20 nefeshes. There's no heter pikuach nefeshes. But she's a karka oilam. She's a karka oilam. And so memele, by a karka oilam, there is a heter pikuach nefeshes. So for Kelso, she went on her own initiative to be mefatim that he should be boil her. But the heter, not the way they said heter is because there was no hanoah. That's not the heter. The heter was, as pikuach nefesh, there's a heter pikuach nefesh b'mokim karka oilam. The heter is karka oilam. That's what Taisva says. Because in the Bia she was a karka oilam. And the Gemara that is speaking about Yohanan, Nishtano, the Gemara is speaking about something else. That's what Taisva is going to explain. And with this, the Yashrish Yaakov, God, this is in Yevon Mestafen and Gimel Amid Beis, he brings in two places, he taken to two different Eidebutas, and in both places, it's not that tshuva, but he brings a tshuvas Eidebuta. There's a tshuvas Eidebuta that says, there was a psamaisa that a group of people were captured by robbers, and they wanted to kill all of them. They wanted to kill all of them. And there was one Isha, Yefas Toya, that she went, and she was Mefata, the head of the robbers, and the Fakatar Isha Biboyla, and because of this, she was Matzel all of them. So there was other people said that Fakir, she did a Gavaldika Avla, she did an Aveire, and was shreklach, and it's no tzustel to Esther. Esther was alpi divrei moltre, alpi ruach hakodesh. Esther was atzolos klal Yisrael. This was only an atzola of 20 people, 30 people. There was no heter whatsoever. And the Asher Shakiv says, no, he says that's pshat and taisvus. Bemis and taisvus and mitzvus chalitz and dafkub gimel would seem like that. As long as Yenna, as long as the isha is a karka oilam, the way Taisvus understands Pshat and Karka Oilam, so Memela there's a heter of Pikuach Nefoshes. Agavuchi says there's another Malach in Karka Oilam, there's a Shitas Ramban in Sanhedrin. The Ramban in Sanhedrin learns a different Pshat and Karka Oilam. The Ramban in Sanhedrin says Pshat together of Karka Oilam is that if I can force her to do it Sai Vesai, she can't do anything. That means an Isha could be forced to become a novella. So then the Torah was never Mechayiv to be Maisa Nefesh. That's a new mahalach in Karka Oilam. She says, according to the Ramban, it's 100% true. So that's dafke if someone's forcing you to become nivella. So then there's a heter of Karka Oilam. You're not mechuyif to let yourself get killed because it can be boil you side by side. So then, according to this bir of the Ramban, then she did a wrong thing. But he says, according to Shitas HaTaisvus, Taisvus does not learn this lamdas of Karka Oilam. Taisvus says, the gather is, there's a difference between kumbasei and shei baltase, because you learn avkashayoka misharei urtzochei nefesh, and it's dumi deritziche, so according to Taisus, as long as the bi is a bi b'shei baltase, there is a heter of pikuach nefoshes, and that was the heter of Yoel also. Da, what the Gemara is mefalpo, she did even know, she didn't even know, is as follows. Ale yesh loyme mishim da kemrin leil mino gdoi laveira lishmo mi mitzvah shaloi lishmo. The Gemara is meshabeyach yoyel, and aveira lishmo mi mitzvah shaloi lishmo, dachsi vinoshim oyel taborech. Maininu minoshim bo oyel, that she's more praiseworthy than the noshim who were bo oyel. Sore rivke rocho bolei. Pere shei mois niskavnu, that's me shesele hihones mi baleim, that's loshnam toisvis in mitzvus chalitze, davku gimel, or medalef, that the imoyis had, they were doing a mitzvah, but they had no niskavim lohonis mi balayim. O porich, and o mayim akosim mishabchatzai minoshim boyim, o kohomis anyi mevesh, o say that no. From the bio, mishani lo have lo hano, kule hai, the tzara ho yogodlo mi hanoso, the toivoson shol rishoin roi eitzol tzadikim. So Memela, so the Gemara that is mefalpul about she did ever know, she didn't ever know, the Gemara is just speaking about why she was more praiseworthy than the Imois. But Taisa says, the heter or heter was the heter of Kalkoila. V'avgav de bepeg mitzvus chalitza poch nami yohochi afa bishen l'shom g'doy la'vera l'shmo, yeshloi ma'id enozir kosomer, period. Uchemoyishe perish rashi de goresh yehorek. Now, just like Rashi was Geiris Yehorig, not Tehorig, can Geiris be Shiltes be Parshas Vairo? Vehiksha has Shiltes, so the Shiltes had a problem. So the Shiltes brings down the Girse, that the whole Haloche of Mesiris Nefesh is Yehorig, by the Zocho, not by the Nekeith. Vehiksha has Shiltes, Mahoda Omar Rova Beresh Perik Abo Yevimtoi, Ein oynes be'erve lefi shein kishui elo ledas. The Gemara says that by ein oynes be'erve, by, let us just say how the Shiltas understood Pshat in the Gemara. That means if a person will be boyel an erve, so you can never call him he was onus. Because that would, he has to be miskashi himself, that he cannot be forced, that he needs his own rotzen of kishui. So memeil, if he was niskashi, so it was done by rotzen. You cannot say that this pula was done by oinus. A other pula, he can force someone to do something without wanting. But the kishui, one needs rotzen. So, v'im kein, oinus b'didei mi'ike. So the Shultas asks Akasha, so where is there an oinis by a zocha? The koma of Gilei Arayis Yehorig Val Yave. Gilei Arayis is a din Yehorig Val Yave. V'lav oinisu el rotzen. This is not called oinis, this is rotzen. Kiven dein kishui el ladas, because the kishui is ladas. Come back to the kasha. V'tiretz, and the Shultas answers, Mashkachas lo lehisrapois, the teretz is, that if it will be a refuah for him, to be a kehi de soifperg ben soiro moire, bodem echot shenosan einov beisha achas, a person was nosan einov beisha achas, velo libei tina acher, he got sick from this, and the doctor said that he's going to die if he won't be boiled, huh? They said, yomos veloi te boil boy. The Shiltas at Estakasha, in the case of when the Me'anasim to be boil on Isha, that's not Oynes, that's Rotzen. That's the Kasha. So why need the din of Yehorg Val Yave? It's Rotzen. So the Teretz is, you'll need it in a case where, of Refuah, that he got sick from this Rotzen to be boil on Isha, which the loch is also, he's not permitted to be boiled, huh? Yomus valti boil. Period. So that's the case. The loshen yehoreg leimash mekipirushoi. So Taisu says, the loshen of yehoreg is not mashme the way he said. Dabal el meme yomus val yavir. If in a case when he's being forced, or else he'll get killed, that's called rotzen. The only case of Oynes, the shiltas found was by Chayli. And the halach is Yomus, he should die from the Chayli, Val Yaver. So the Gemara should have said, Apile Reis, Yomus Val Yaver, not Yehorig Val Yaver. That is Taisvis, Kasha, and the shiltas. But we have to understand, the shiltas is very, very schwer to understand. Number one, what is his kasha? And number two, what is his teretz? Besides that, everything is good. But al kaponim, the zach is azay. The shiltas asks a kasha, it's rotzen. It is rotzen. This is, was done by rotzen. You can't force on this is rotzen. So the shaila is, granted, it is rotzen. But without the posik, there's a heta of pikuach nefoshes. A person is permitted to be over kol avere shebetoire, the rotzen. A person's allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos Berotzen in order that he should save his life. A person is permitted to do any Aveira in order to save his life. He does it Berotzen. He said, because that he's allowed to do that. One is permitted to do Berotzen and Aveira als Bikuach Nefoshes. So Memela, so the Pasuk is telling us, Bagilu Erais, we don't have a Heter Bikuach Nefoshes. So it's not Oynes, so it's Rotzen. So Rotzen would also be Mutter. You need the Pasuk to tell us that it's Osir. So what's the kasha? And then what is the teretz? The teretz is refu of all things. Refu is ozicha called rotzen. Refu, he's not even forced to do it. That means he could be matzel himself by doing this for refu, but refu is always rotzen. So what is his teretz? I saw pshat, the shiltis is very shvei. I saw two mahalchem in the shiltis. One, lomdeshe mahalach from Rabbi Chonon, but he blives by a kasha. And the two, perhaps, more balabatish pshat from the Siach Yitzchak. And let us first say the lomdish pshat. Abu Chanan says, we see there's a very interesting halacha. There's an oynis, there's a matzav of chayli, and there's a matzav of when one is forced to do an aveira. The apayskim that hold, it's a machlokes harishayin, but the apayskim that hold, if a person is told, be machalo Shabbos, or else I'll kill you. So the apayskim that hold, the one is permitted to be machma. Won't be machalo Shabbos, kill me. By oynis, one is permitted to do this. By choyli, if it'll be the same matzav, he is a choyli, and if he won't be machalo Shabbos, he's going to die. He's a shefech damim if he won't be machalo Shabbos. There's a, the din is verkehrt, it's, pikuach nefesh is deiche Shabbos. He's mechuyev to be mechalo Shabbos in order to be matzal is nefesh. But when it comes to kfiye, we see that there are poiskim that holds one that's permitted to be machman. So he wants to say, and he doesn't know why it is that way, but he wants to say as follows, that by kfiye, the heter is Oynes. The heter is oynes. That means, why is that a heter of oynes? That means like this, that, oynes means that I don't have an alternative. That means they're telling him that if you won't do this, I'll kill you. So it's called, he's an oynes, let's speak about Mechilo Shabbos. So I'm an oynes in Mechilo Shabbos. What's the heter of oynes? An oynes you can't punish. But it's a heter of oynes. So therefore, if a person doesn't want a heter, technisch gefährlich, he doesn't want a heter of oynes, so good, so he won't use this heter, so he'll get killed and he won't be a mechalo Shabbos. It's a heter of oynes, it's a heter of lenar leisasado. If the heter is oynes, so that means this pula was done without rotzen. There's a heter of oynes, if something was done without rotzen, so lenar leisasado. So, and the heter of oynes, the shilt is held by biya pastach mishnah. Because ein kishi elolodas. That means this biya cannot be done if there's no rotzen. There has to be rotzen. You can't be forced on this. There has to be a rotzen, a desire to be boil. So, mamel, this is not called oynes. Oynes is called, it's done without rotzen. That's the translation of oynes. So therefore, he asked the kasha, so if Rav is said, ein oynes le'ervesh, ein kishi elo ladas, it's always rotzen, so there's no heter of oynes. So there's no heter, so there's no heter, So you don't need a special pasuk to tell me by Gilui Aroyes Yehorig Val Yavel. Bishloimet. I mean, that's Hemshech and Tosis. If it be Geiris Tehorig Val Taver, so good. So you need the pasuk by her. So Mamela by her, there's no, she's anusotake. So Mamela, so there we have a heter of Oinis. Afal Piken Tehorig Val Taver. But by him, that's always Rotzen. And the only heter is only oinis, and by him it's never an oinis. That was the kasha of the Shiltas. So the Shiltas said, but by Refu it's nitazai. By Refu we mentioned before, and the Chilek HaBachonim wants to say, we see because by oinis a person is permitted to be moisa nefesh himself, and by Refu we're not. By Refu the heter is v'chai bem v'loi sheyomos bem. There is a heter that v'kert, that his chiyas is doiche de iser. It's not an aver in ganzen. But Tzorech Refu, it's called Adover Hamuta. So Memele, so the heter is not Oynis, the heter is the Chiyah, the Pekuch Nefesh is Doiche De Yisrael. So Memele, that was the Teretz of the Shiltis. The Teretz was that by Refu, Afilu Rotzen is also Mutter, out the heter of Achaibem. And that you need the Pasuk to tell us, Abol, by Gilei Reis is no heter of Achaibem. That was the Teretz of the Shiltis. And Taisus asked Akasha, so the Lashon of the Gemara Shver, so the Moshe have said, Ma Gilei Reis, Yomus Val Yava, not Yehorig Val Yava. That was the Lashon of Taisus. This is how Rabbi Chanan wants to say Pshat in the Shiltis, but Rabbi Chanan says between you and me, he doesn't know where the Shiltis got this from. That why by Kfiyah there's no heter of Achaibem, that it should be Doiche de Yisrael. Why, what's the difference between Kfiyah, B'mokim pekuach nefoshes, and Acholi b'mokim pekuach nefoshes. That's how Rabbi Chanan wanted to say Pshat in the Shiltis. The Siach Yitzchak says the Shiltis had a different problem. The Shiltis didn't have a problem, why need a posik? He said, if you need a posik, as we mentioned before, Afilut Zerotz and Gomer would be mutter, al Tzvachaybem. You need a posik to tell us that, that there's no het over Chaybem. So Zayn Rotzen. So he said the Shiltis only had a kasha because it would seem that the limud, the hekish, lenagalei sase dovo, speaking about a case with she's an oynis, the kiyokimishar eirotzochi nefesh is speaking about a case of oynis, the way the Gemara says, it would seem the halacha applies by oynis also. That's it. You need a posuk by Rotzen also to tell me that there's no heter pikuach nefoshes by Rotzen. But it would seem from the ritas halimut by a posuk that the posuk is always also telling us that by oynis there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes, and he didn't see where there is a case of oynis since en kishi elo ledas. That was the kasha. And what was the teretz? The teretz was in a case of choli. So the Siach Yitzchak explains that the choli was so misgaber that he was miskashe shaloi midaita. The choli was mikashe. So memela, so you have a case of beer, ba'oinis by choli. And ba'emesin, he says, and the Yashar Shakiv asked this for a kasha, but he brings a Ramban in Sanhedrin that brings this from the Shiltas. Now it would be very much seem that this is Takeb Shat of the Shiltas. The Yashar Shakiv asked a kasha on the Shiltas had such gemuchit. Where do you have a case of oinis by bia and kishi elaladas? You need rotzen for kishi. So the yes, Akash, and remember since it's Siyurim, the Gemara Nabo Yevimtoi, that he was Miskasha Le'ishtoi, they were Madvikim, to an Erve. So there he wasn't Miskasha, he was Miskasha from before, and Memele, so in this new being now, there's no new Kishi, there's no new Rotzen. So what's the problem? What is the problem of the Shiltis? So the Emerson, the Ramban brings down in Sanhedrin, the Shiltas said this Teretz. He said this Teretz. He said another Teretz of Choli. The Siach Yitzchak explains the Teretz of Choli is that the Choli made him be Niskashe. That means Shaloi Midatoi. That means Alts Choli. That was the Choli. So in Mela we have a case of Abia Ba'oinis. The Ritas Loshen Alibud is Vaistois that I have Abia Ba'oinis. And there's a chiddush afilu there also. There's a loch of Yehorig Val Yavar. So, and that's pshat in the, that is pshat in the shiltas. So he found a case of oynis, zemeila be'emison, it's fa'em for teis v'skasha. Teis should have said yehorig, val yaver. That's true, there's a case of yehorig also, he was niskasha from before. Then there'd be a takadin of yehorig val yaver. The shilta says, this case, another case, that is niskasha shaloi midatoi aidei hachoyli. Al koponim, this is pshat in the shiltas. The Ri Pirish, now the Ri says Pshat, he wishes to disagree with the Shiltis, that Rove did not, that's not Pshat and Rove, ain't Einis Be'elof in Shenkisha El Oledas, that means that it's Rotzen and not Einis, the Ri did not say that is not Pshat and Rove. The Ri Pirish, Tahu de Rove Mairi, Shehanochim Madvikin Oisei Be'erve. Rove is speaking about a case of Gilei Arois, that he's not doing anything. Be'emeson is a kalka oilom. The nochim amadvikin oisoi be'elve. Bein yochel shomet mizelim ken yahagu. And the only way he could be nishtamet, if they'll be nishtamet, they'll kill him. Be'emeson, in this case, where nochim amadvikin oisoi le'elve, with a pachad misif, if he'll be nishtamet, they'll kill him. In this case, be'emison, it should be mutter. This should not be aloha of Yehorig Valyava, because he's not doing anything. He's a kalka oilam. It's being done with him. They're madvikim. But Rav said as follows. Rav said, but, besalke daita chamine, and ripirish tahu to Rav amarish anochim advikim o yisei berve. Beine yochili shomit mizelim kein yargu. So lechayre it should be mutter als kalka oilom, val zekoma dein tainus oinus, loyme dein oisem mais. Here he doesn't have a tainus oinus by saying he's not doing anything. Elachayrem oisim boi maise kmoi kalka oilom. He's like a kalka oilom, he's not doing anything. And when one is not doing anything, there's no chiv of yehoreg val yave, vesal kadaitach, I mean in the yave val yehoreg. Kamash melon, oboki, vinsha yoideya ba'atzmai, but he knows. Shiim yadvikuhu, if they'll be madvikim to the erve, iyevshe shaloyis kashe, then he won't be able to control himself and will be in this kashe. It's a kishri di kovit, choshiv koisem aise. So that he's doing by himself. This is not, that is not a maise kalkoilam, that he is doing. Saying Kisha El Adas means that what he is doing from his own Rotzen, that's considered this is a Maisa which he is doing in the being. Even though this all came about through an Oynis, but Be'emeson, the only Heter of Oynis by Gilei Arayis is if you're not doing anything in the being, it's being done with you, Kalka Oylam. But if he's being Maisif in the being, he's doing a Maisa in the being, he's being miskash in the bia, so memela, so then vaited is the zachiv of Yehorg Valyave. Fraktach toisvis va'afol gabdikalaman dioma meshamish meis barayis chayiv. Fraktach toisvis l'choire, what is he doing? If you hold meshamish meis barayis chayiv, that means if a person is meshamish without kishu, he's also chayiv. Va'afilu hochi, so what would be the din if he wouldn't be niskasha? And they'd be madvikim. So he's doing a maise biye, which the halacha is, he's potter to be maise nefesh, because he's a karka oilam, keeping the onusu. In kain mali mishamish beva meis, mali bekishi. In fact, so what was gate meron that he's being niskasha also? That means, without the kishui tutsuk saibisaya maise biya, bishas the hadvok, because of the hadvok that the nochim are doing. So memele, that what he's being moisif in the biya should be lemal lemoirit. That what he is moisif kishui in the biya should be lemal lemoirit. Yes, loimel, so this says two terutz. One terutz, this says, rovela tamei dome peg sheni de shvuis. Hamishamish meis potter. Rava holds mishamish meis is potter. So then it comes out the whole beer is coming about through him. To their mice, it would even be considered a mice beer, mishamish meis is potter. But the whole beer is because of him. Because of his kishu. In that he did. They didn't do this. He's not a kalka ilam. ואויד יש לאימר שהיה לו לפרוש אפילו יהוד בשמש מיישס חייב, but there's a greater חייב if he's משמש בקישוי. שהיה לו לפרוש בנום מועטס ופירש בנום מרובה, כדאומר, גבי משמש עם התאירה ואומרו לו נתמייס בקבייס דשבויס, ופירש בעבר חי, חי ואפילו מנדיומה משמש מייס חייב, בשם דוי לו לפרש בנו מאתס ופירש בנו מרובה. So Tosfos says, the Gemara says in Shvuis, what is the din of a person is משמש עם התאירה? And she told him נתמייסי, that she feels now there was a ries dam. So the halacha is, one is mechuyev to wait till the eiver becomes meis, and then to be perish be'eiver meis. What is the halacha if he was perish be'eiver chai? So the halacha is, he's chayev koris. That's called, he did a meise biye in anide. The prisha is also a meise biye. And the Gemara says, afilu behold mishamish meis is chayev. So the prisha in an eiver meis is also a meise biye, but that he doesn't even hate it. So Tosfos says, Afal Pikein, but by being Peirish Be'eiver Chai, which there is more Hano, so the din is Chayiv Koris for the Yisrein Hano. So you see that even though Meshamish Meish has a Teres Bia, but a Meshamish Be'eiver Chai is called a larger Meise Bia. A mice be with a greater hano that there's a chiv kogas on this. So chinami Tosfos says imidviku, if the goyim were madvikim b'shimish meis, if they would be madvikim and he would be mishamish meis, oyim niskasha leishtoi beheta, he was niskasha from before vidviku, and then they were madvikim to an erve. So then he's not doing anything. Then he's a karka oilam. Then he's potter. Then there won't be a din of yorik bar yaver also. But Rava says, Aval hidviku, they were madvikim, which is gonish. There's no chiv mesiris nefesh on this, because he's a karka oilam. Vishuv niskash, and then he was niskash in the biya chayim. That's pshat na Rava. Vahashte, lemay defrishis, gores yehorek. So memela we goyres yehorig val yave, because by a karka oilom, by an isha, there's no din of tehorig, but she's a karka oilom. Binami, then Tosfos says, avinami goyres afnara morosa tehorig niche, venuk me kegoyin dov de maise, shema ansin oisa lo hovi o erve o lehom. If she will be messiah in the beer, by lahavi ha'erva aleha, so then that's considered a ma'isa also. Rabbi Reuven explains this, just like the halacha is, this, by payas is a makif and a nikif. And if the nikif doesn't do anything, he doesn't get makis, he's not doing anything. If the nikif is misayaya to the makif, so the nikif gets malkis also. That means to being, even though the ma'isa is the ma'isa kofa mitzad the makif, but that what the nikif is misayeya to the makif, that's called, he was nikif al yedei maise, al yedei maisov. So he also gets malkus, so the nikif will get malkus. So that what the isha is misayeya by making herself become a niveles, by lahavi ha elva aleo, so then there's a case of tehorik valtaveros. Then that's considered she's not a karka oilam. It's considered she's misayeya and the maise be. Karka oilam means it's done with her, not through her. That means, so she's not doing anything. So then passed a tzir of tehori gvar taver. Vaho de porich. Vaho de porich biksubis. Velidrish lohu da'ayne shari. The Gemara in Ksubis says that, they asked to get married, Achsach Mir B'yem HaShlishi, because there was a gzeire or Yem Revi, I think, it was, Psalm says Yem Revi, that they were mevatel this because there was a gzeire called that every ishek, every psule that was niseis is tiboil lehegmen tchile. She had to be nival from the hegmen, from the goy. So Memeles, or Mishuma Sakone, they were mevatel
this takone of Psulon Nisais, I think. There was one day that they were mavatal the takone, that they shouldn't be in Nisais that day because of sakone. Frekte gemore velidrish lohu da oine shori. Why should there be a sakone? We should give a drosha, and the kala should be aware that if they were mahanis them, the mutal abaylehem, and so mamela, they don't have like this, they were massacring themselves, and then they got killed. The leader shall die in shori. In fact, the Tosis afal gav the gili aroyis yehorig val yaver. There's a din yehorig val yaver. What's it, die in shori? Osamnami kaka oilam aver. Baita, it's a kaka oilam. She's not doing anything. Since she's not doing anything, so mamela, since she's not doing anything, she's not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh herself. Ve'beinatam oyem meforish behidek subis u'de Esther. The beinatam had a new mahalach. Place was learned Esther, the gemoring subis Yoel. The whole reason these women were not meisa nefesh themselves was because there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh by karka oilam. The whole chiyuv is yehorig val yav and not yehorig val tav. Rabbeinu Tam had a new mahalach. Rabbeinu Tam oyem meforish behidik subis at the Esther, the loy mechayev lemimser nafsho bebiyas akum. There's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh bebiyas akum. She'ein biyosai biyah, because that is not considered halachically a biyah. Loy mechayev amisa, so therefore number one, there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. Number two, v'loy mechayva misa bebiyosai, and a filu beratzen. If one is nivul from a goy, there's no chiyuv misa. There's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh in order not to be nivul, and there's no chiyuv misa if one was nivul a filu beratzen. The rachmona afkerei lezari da'ivet kichovim, kederziv asher besar chamoyrim besorim. Bezirmas susim zirmosom. They're similar to chamoyrim and to susim. Vahave kibiyas behema baalme. Just like it seems by a bibeb, it's behema doesn't have a din of gilui arois, it's not in yehorik val yaver. There's no chiveis ish by bias behema. So memele, so therefore, that's how the Rabbeinu Tam was miyashiv this. Umitoich kach, therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam said, Hiter lebas Yisrael, shemira doso v'niseis lakum. It was a shreklich ha-maise. Abbas Yisrael tzich kishmat. She married a goy. And she married a goy while she still was married to her husband. V'chozro b'tshuve, v'akum nizgaya. So memele, so the Rabbeinu Tam was matel lekaimo. That now her husband died, mistamen. So now the Rabbeinu Tam was matter that she's permitted to marry her goyish husband who now was a girl. Ba'av agav da omar kishem she'asura lebal kach asura leboil. Just like by a soite, an eishes ishe zinsa, so we learn now just like she's also to her husband, she's also to the boil also. So l'chayre in this case, she should be also loylam voet to this guy who was a boil. He's a boil. So lochayre, she should be also. Hani mili bebias Yisroel. That is dafke bebias Yisroel. Avol akum loy. I'd like to perhaps try to understand. I don't know if this is the emes pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam says, Rachmona Afkirei Lezari, which means in Tosis himself brings down later, the Tzir of Rachmona Afkirei Lezari means that there's no yichus to the goy. If a goy will be born Bas Yisrael, so the children are not meyuchus to him. That's the case of Rachmona Afkirei Lezari. And that's what Tosis is, Tain is under Rabbeinu Tam. So that's a din in yichus, but Rabbeinu Tam built a whole shita from this. Rachmona Afkirei Lezari, she's a behemah. So there's just like he has a din of a behemah. So memele, there's no dinyarik varyaver, there's no chiyev misa. It's a bias behemen. Tais, the Rabbeinu Tam hat etwas zugestellt, since there's no yichus from the bia, so automatically it has a din of a bias behemen. Perhaps I once had rayas that we find there's an iser of anusas oviv. Anusas oviv means that if Yaakov was ma'anes aisha, so his son is not allowed to marry this isha. This is anusas oviv. Now you would ask us, is there any relationship between Reuven and this woman? There's no relationship whatsoever. And the father was manasa. There's a gzeres hakosav. He's not allowed to marry her, but l'chayre there's no relationship. But there's a baltenure in Yevomis that says this is, I think it could be the zarai from a Mishnah also, this is called chayve lavin desher. This is a chayve lavin of kulve. So, the baltenure d'achsme says a loshen anusas oviv arei ke eishes oviv. That there's some sort of an ishus. In each bia, filo abias nus that comes, there's some sort of a yichud, and she's considered aishus of it. She's considered aishus of it. That is the din of anusas of it. So we see even abias nus can shaf achibul that they considered aishus of it. There's some sort of an ishus. Could be the lomdus is it says vahoyu lebosar echod. The machlokes, what's pshat? Either they become the shachad in the child, or that's a Rashi says pshat, is that they themselves become echad, they become a she'er bosar, they become related. It could be if the bia will bring a bosar echad in the child, it's called their child, so there's also a union in between the zoch and the nekeve, they're also called echad. In certain senses, lagabi certain halachas. So memele, that is the iser of gilui arayis. That is an iser to have a krevus with an erve. The Rabbeinu Tam said that since that achmone afkerei lezare, since in the hoyu lebosar echad of the child, they won't, that will become bosar echad. There's no yichus, he has no yichus whatsoever in the child, so memele, so there's no yichud whatsoever, v'shas the bia also. That is not called gili arayis, which the Torah was machayiv misa, and the Torah says there's a din of yahorik var yaber. The iser of gili arayis is that there is a yichud with an elve. It's not an ishus of kedushin, we're talking about a lav tvis kedushin, but is a chevtza of issues between the zocher and the nekeva. Masha ein kein, since it's rachmone, avkerei lezarei, so then it is a different halacha, then it's like a bias behime, doesn't fall into the category of gilui aroyis, so memele there's no chiyev mise, and there's no chiyev yehori varyaver, and there's no din of echad lebal ve echad leboil, there's no din iser leboil.